Hello, everybody. Welcome to the You Are Not Alone podcast with Jess Palmer. I'm your host, if you couldn't guess, Jess Palmer. And this is a sacred, safe space on the interwebs to communicate, to connect, to vibe with each other, to find acceptance of self and understanding that we are not alone, that there is so much abundance and love and connection within and without us that's available to us. And if you don't maybe have that physical support that you seek, know that this is a virtual space for community, love, and support that is available to you. If you would like to be a part of my community, you can find me at Half Moon Healings on Instagram, or if you want to go to halfmoon-healings.com, you can also find me there, and all the links to my socials, community, and all that good stuff. I'm here today to talk about depression, to talk about the waves of this expression of emotion. Expression of energy. I've been listening to The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks as a reading suggestion for a course I'm taking on business, and it's really, really resonating. It truly is. It talks about taking that leap. It also talks about this idea that when we reach this place of contentment, happiness, whether it's in business or in relationships or just in life in general. When we reach this place of contentment and happiness, we oftentimes, as humans, try to self-sabotage. So he gave examples like of Christian Bale, that on his, you know, his premiere of his Batman movie, which sold millions and millions of dollars, so successful. That night, he actually got arrested with assault charges against him from his mother and sister. So what this author was trying to say was that even big celebrities and stars who have had extraordinary success, even them too, will self-sabotage in myriads of ways. And I know personally, it's not only that I've self-sabotaged, but it's like I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. When things are going well, when I'm stable, when finances are consistent, or whatever you want to say, it's like personally, that is when I find myself trying to find something to be upset about, trying to find something to focus on, versus allowing myself the peace of just feeling content and joy and gratitude for the success and stability that I've cultivated. And so today, this morning, I was journaling, and I have my journal here, and I sat with some really interesting things. I awoke feeling very heavy and depressed, if you will, if you want to put a label on it. I was feeling a lot of resistance, let's say. Already upon awaking, I was like, fuck, today is a day that I just can already feel the resistance bubbling at the surface. And for someone who has dealt with crippling anxiety, I'm telling you, I would wake up in a full panic, not being able to get out of bed, hyperventilating, tears type of panic. For someone who has moved on from those types of experiences, something that has helped me greatly in doing so is journaling. Journaling in the morning can be very therapeutic if you're someone who wakes up like, okay, I have this, and this to do, and your motor's already going. Same with if you come home at the end of the day and you have a hard time winding down, journaling can be very, very therapeutic. And really any time of the day, but they say that in the morning is great for any stream of consciousness to really empty out your mind, to make space for peace and for a slow, abundant morning and therefore day. And it's also great for at nighttime when the day has just been beating you down and you need that space to just release and let it all out. And so this has been very helpful for me. And I wanted to share some of my findings with you. And this actually inspired me to even start the podcast. I've been trying to think of what do I talk about? What topics do I blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yo, why don't I just like look in my notebook and think about the things that have helped me in those teachings and give that a platform. So here I am. And like I said, today's episode is kind of focused on depression and what those types of experiences can bring up and my personal experience with that. And so before I even get started reading, let me just preface this by saying that I was diagnosed with anxiety at a young age. Not young, but I mean in my teens. I suffered from depression and suicidal thoughts at the age of 8 years old, was diagnosed with an unspecified mood disorder at 14, and 2 years ago at 24, I was finally diagnosed with bipolar disorder. So I do know what it's like to ride those very drastic waves of life. I know what it's like to be in the pits of depression, and I know what it's like to be in the throes of the highs, of the highest waves possible. And I know what it's like to be right in the middle, floating along the river, not attaching to the ups and the lows, just being where I'm at, and understanding that this is all a part of my experience. And due to this awareness, I really can see and understand my waves of emotion, you know, whether that be more depressive waves or more manic waves. I understand and I accept them with compassion and love because resisting those parts of myself is going to accomplish nothing. But also, self-awareness can be a blessing and a curse, right? And I'm sure a lot of you who are self-aware would agree, right? That it's like you have the awareness, oh, you know, this is what my moods are. These are my triggers. Oh, today I'm in a great mood. Today I'm in a really shitty mood, or blah, 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 blah. But with self-awareness, sometimes can come the desire to like want to control and analyze and understand. So it's like, yes, I'm aware, but I'm going to hyper focus on what I'm self-aware about, which actually can bring us farther away from embodying what really is coming up for us and letting it go. And so journaling, long story short, is a really great way to embody these feelings of stress, anxiety, depression, overwhelm, whatever it is you're feeling. Journaling gives it a voice. It's almost like therapy between you, yourself, and your inner dialogue. So I'm going to read this little blurb for you. Depression is weird. The calm after the manic storm. It brings an energy of slowing down, grounding in. These types of waves allow me to connect deeper to my pain, deeper to my heart. Although painful, resistant, and lingering, it may feel. The lessons, reflections, and shifts it can make are powerful. And so, this is what I've learned. Our highs and lows, whether you have depression, bipolar, anxiety, or not, we all experience waves in life, right? Highs and lows. We resist the lows so much, although society makes us accustomed to feeling this way, we still resist it, which just doesn't make any sense to me. But when we feel low, when we're feeling down in ourselves, down about life, we are closing off our heart. We're closing off our heart to the experience because how we're feeling is just so heavy. But what if we leaned in? What if we leaned into this discomfort, right? And understanding that pain is our greatest teacher. And depression, from my experience, comes about when we're not feeling fulfilled in a particular area of our life, or we're neglecting parts of ourselves that desperately need that awareness, acceptance, compassion, love, and understanding. So I ask you, if you are in a low area of your life right now, what major theme is stressing you out or making you feel disconnected from your truest self. Depression can come from a lack of fulfillment. So if you're feeling unfulfilled, I ask you to reflect on where you feel unfulfilled. What lesson is this wave trying to teach you? A tool that can help you tune into this space of depression, overwhelm, hopelessness, sadness, grief is the breath. I wrote this in my journal as well. The breath is the anchor, the pathway to the present, and therefore peace. I'm going to say that again. The breath is the anchor, the pathway to the present, and therefore peace. So when we breathe into these feelings again of depression or the lows, when we breathe into them, we are giving ourselves space to allow whatever wants to come up to come up. So depression can also be when we're repressing our feelings and we're not giving them space. This can harden us to life, create a resentful and bitter outlook. So our breath is our anchor. It's our pathway to the present and peace. Because when we are present and we are anchored in, we are in our heart space. And when we are in our heart space, we cannot avoid our heart. We cannot avoid our feelings. And I think, too, we sometimes allow ourselves to remain in this place of depression or helplessness or feeling like a victim because it's harder to find happiness. Again, I said earlier how in society, you know, we are taught to live life stressed, overwhelmed, and pushing into the grind, right? So when we try to feel content and grateful and happy for where we are, for with what we have, without needing any external validation, there is a sense of discomfort because in society, that's the opposite of how life should be, right? Life should be go, 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 do, do, do. You're not doing enough. You're not enough. Blah, 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 blah. When really, that peace, that fulfillment, that bliss, that love, all that you seek is waiting inside of you to be realized, to be accepted. But society doesn't teach us that. Society doesn't teach us true fulfillment and happiness. And so this morning when I was sitting in this wave and allowing myself to embody what was coming up, I wrote this. I feel my heart opening as I write this. And as I look out my window, as the world is still waking, I truly take in the beauty of this moment. I feel resistance, though, trying to find that happiness. Depression likes to find things to be depressed about, but it's like a muscle that can be worked at, using the breath as our guide there. These waves can be navigated, but it takes work. It takes showing up and doing the damn thing, and I'm here to do the damn thing. Are you here to do the damn thing? Are you here to show up and rewrite that narrative? Right? Like, we as a society have woven this narrative that life is supposed to be hard and miserable and a constant struggle, that there's always something to complain about and always something to go wrong. What kind of life is that? I don't want to live life like that. I don't want to be living life fearful of the next thing and the next thing. That's going to hold me back from living my truest potential. I don't know about you, right? I mean, personally, I've worked really hard to move away from a mind that is overwhelmed, avoidant, defensive, unaware, irritable, resentful. The list can go on. I have actively moved away from this state of being in which I live 90% of the time. And where I am now, where I do my best to live most of the time, is in a place of gratitude, of self-awareness, of joy, of trust. of contentment and groundedness, of true freedom, because true freedom is found in the present through the breath and through connecting to that peace that is within us all. And so I leave you with this question. Where can you embrace this present moment more deeply? Where can you cultivate more love for your current experience? If you want to move out of a state of depression and hopelessness and feeling like you're stuck, if you want to move out of that, you need to first shift your awareness to a more grateful state of being. And that can be hard when you're feeling all these lower vibrational feels, but it's not impossible. And I challenge you to put the pen to paper. Write out everything that is on your heart, everything that is weighing you down. Really let it all out. And once you've done that on the paper, I invite you then to start to write about all the things you can be grateful for. And this can be as simple as the way the birds chirp in the morning, or the way you make your cup of coffee before work. You know, sometimes people think practicing gratitude is like this big grand thing, when really you can be grateful for the butter you put on your toast. Like, I know it may sound silly, but for me to move out of this state of living in a fearful, negative mindset, I don't even like to use the words positive and negative, but just for simplicity's sake, to move from that mindset to a more grateful mindset, state of being, I've done that through finding joy and bliss and gratitude in even the simplest things, because truly, personally, it's the little things that do add up and count. And I've found that being more excitable and more joyous has really helped me navigate these waves, helped me find more compassion for myself and therefore others when I'm kind of weaving out of the different states of being, right? We're human. We're not perfect. This journey isn't perfect. And you are not alone in your journey. You are not alone in what you're experiencing. There are many people out there, everyone, who has their own trials and tribulations and are trying to learn their own lessons. And remember that there is always love and support and community available to you. And if you don't have that love and community, know that I'm here for you. I am a self-awareness mentor, an intuitive card reader, and human being just trying to find balance and spread love, joy, and peace to those in need of that well. I think of our internal being as this well of never-ending peace, love, and joy. And I'm here to help others return back to their own inner well, to fill their own cup with their own love, with their own goodness. That is what I'm here for. So if you're craving that community and connection, definitely send me a follow at Half Moon Healings on Instagram and shoot me a message. I would love to hold space for you in one of my one-on-one containers or intuitive card readings. I'm so grateful to have this platform and to hold this space for you all and to remind you listening to this that you're not alone. You are very loved and held and protected in so many ways. Even if you might not be able to tangibly see them at this moment, they're there. And I'm sending so much love and light to you. And thank you for joining me in this sacred internet space. Namaste.